Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mandala Art Meditations. This is Maureen Frank, the Mandala Lady, and every week I lead a guided meditation for about 15 minutes or for about 10 minutes of my 15-minute show. And with the idea that after the show, you continue either with the meditation, create a mandala art of your own to represent what your experience was about, or journal all of the above, any of the above, or whatever you feel inspired to do. Maybe you feel like going for a walk afterwards as a way to process it. All of it, though, is with the intention of raising our vibration in a hopefully delightful and inspiring way. As part of doing this meditation, I will give more visual clues. I'll talk about what I see, and as what I see evolves, I'll share more in the details and what I see going on. And feel free to join along in the journey in your own mind's eye. And for those of you who are more sensory, like when I say a big red building, instead of seeing a big red building, you have more of a sensation in your body versus actually seeing it. I would say go with whatever comes to you and let go of any frustration of whether you're seeing it right or sensing it right. This is meant for you to tap into the best way that was of best service to you. And the way I'm presenting it is how it comes to me. For all of you, it's going to be a similar experience or a completely different experience, and it's okay. Just go with what comes to you and trust in that. And for this week, our topic is tenacity, and that's based on the major arcana, if I'm pronouncing that right, card called the Chariot. And what I'm doing from now until for the next 70-odd shows is pulling a tarot card, random card, so that by the end in a year and a half, we will have gone through the entire deck and using that as our basis for our meditation. And so with the Chariot, the visual card that I pulled has this person on a chariot led by a white lion and a black lion, but no reins. It's just being pulled almost telepathically. So what we're going to do today is look at tenacity in our lives and what that means. And whenever I see this word, I'm reminded of Amelia Earhart, of a quote by Amelia Earhart where she says, and I'm paraphrasing here, that the difficult part in anything is making the decision one way or another. After that, it's just tenacity. In other words, once it's deciding whether to do something or not, we tend to keep ourselves in limbo. Oh, should I do this? Should I not do this? Oh, what should I do? And we wound up hanging out in limbo land. But as soon as we can make that decision to go one way or another in anything in our life, once we make that decision that, yes, I'm going for it, no, I'm going to do this, then everything else is just following through. Okay, so now what do I do to make this happen? And oftentimes making that decision challenges us because there could be all kinds of factors, emotional factors, relationship factors, time, money, all of that tends to get in the way, or we allow it to get in the way, which then gives us a convenient excuse as to why we're not doing this or not doing that. And so we are being encouraged to make a decision, or if we already have a project that we've decided on, whatever it is, work, personal, related, that today we're going to look at now just doing what needs to be done to get it done, and however long it takes and however it take whatever energy it takes from us and time and money, whatever it takes to get there, let's do that. We've already made the decision, or we are about to make the decision one way or another. So get comfortable in whatever way that works best for you, lying down, sitting in a chair. And for the purposes of ease of discussion, I'll assume that you're seated. Excuse me. And allow the chair to hold your body. Let go of any tension in your body that is helping you to stay upright in the chair. Let the chair do its job. Let it bask in the glory of holding you up. Thank it for being there for you. Take a few deep breaths just to get centered. Be present. Breathe into the now. Let go of the later or the past. All we have is right here in this moment. Release any tension you may have in your body or any distractions, that tightness that may be making you feel uncomfortable. Do whatever it you have to do to get comfortable. One last deep breath. Bring your focus of attention to your heart area, your upper torso. Breathe in warm yellow light, golden light. Just let it light up that entire area of your upper torso. Just feel that warmth energy coming inside of you and radiating outward. Knowing that we have an endless supply of this beautiful, warm, soothing, golden light. And when we connect with this light, it allows us to be fully connected with our higher self, our source, guides, angels, all that applies to you, whatever it is that works for you. For all of us, it may be similar or may be different, but whatever it is that allows you to connect with the all that is, that allows you to connect with where you know all the answers are, where your truth is, all of that. And now sense or feel this beautiful green light coming from the divine into your heart. Call in the divine by whatever name works for you. Calling it into your heart. And of course, we're doing this symbolically. In reality, the divine is always with us. We are the ones that tend to cut ourselves away or think that the divine is somewhere outside of us. It's really part of us. We are the divine. The divine is us. We're just taking this moment to consciously make that connection. Know that you are loved, cared for, and adored. Now let's take a look at this word, tenacity. For me, what I'm seeing this woman standing on a platform. And actually, it looks like it's a platform that's set up on top of the chariot. What it's doing for her by being up there on that platform, this column, this beautiful white column that you would see in either a Greek or Roman ancient structure, what it's allowing her to do by being up there is getting a commanding view of all that's going on around her. that it allows her to see the big picture as well as the details. And I see this beautiful golden sunlight behind her head. And from my point of view, it could look like it's a halo. And yet it feels like this beautiful golden light that I talked about a few moments ago that's coming from on high to her head, which I equate that to channeling or receiving insights from the divine, getting the creative ideas, solutions to whatever issues we may be working on, that we have that's our divine connection. And she's dressed in, it looks like a toga, typical of what you would see in pictures from the ancient Greek and Roman times. It's just a flowing white robe. And her hair is flowing out in all directions. There's just this boundless energy that, yes, I know what I need to do, or I know what I want to do, I know what I want to accomplish, and now I know what to do. And it's her energy that's driving everything forward. In the chariot card, I mentioned that there's usually a black line and a white line. That's carrying or pulling the chariot. I see it as she's the one that's moving this chariot, moving things forward. And all of this energy all around her of action being taken, people doing this, as if she's commanding that, oh, you do this and you do that and we'll take care of that. And moving steadily, while there's a lot of energy and it would seem like this chariot would be just lightning fast down this pathway, it's actually moving at a very slow and steady pace so that whatever she's trying to accomplish will be done thoroughly and without any loopholes or missing gaps, and that everything is being seen to, and that she will sees her goal out in the distance, and yet she's okay with moving at this nice, slow, steady pace of getting things done little by little, making steady progress. Let me see if she has a message for us. She also tells us to, while this seems like the way this was just described is, oh, it's drudgery and hard work and all that, she actually has a very light, along with the golden light behind her, this very light, joyful energy about her. And so her message to us is to whatever it is that we're working on, always find time to enjoy the process, or take the time if it is something that happens to be tedious or strenuous, that we also take time for joy and play, to allow ourselves that break so that it becomes a joyful process, so that when we look back on it, we realize that it went actually a lot faster than we realized and we had fun along the way. And that's what I would encourage you and me to, as we go about our projects, our whatever they be, changing a habit or a personal project, a work project, find the joy, get the big picture, make the decision, and then one by one work through whatever. What's the next thing that needs to be done? What's the next thing that needs to be done? And that almost seems like that's what the wheels of this chariot are saying. What's the next thing that needs to be done? So I would encourage you now to either continue the meditation, see where it takes you, if you feel up to it and are a creative, want to be creative about it, create a mandala, which a mandala means circle. So just draw a circle in whatever of mind, just put it down there and let it fly out of you and enjoy it, or journal whatever it is that comes to mind for you. I will be posting what my process for this, I'll be making mandala for this and be posting it on my website, mandalareadings.com, probably tomorrow. I've got a full schedule today, so the next day or two it will be online and you can view it there. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week. Find the joy. Keep moving forward. Bye-bye.